Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight. They were so intent on making me be a loser or make me
be look bad in front of public, make me not see any dream come true. For no for fault of mine, they, I mean, they hated me for being ambitious. Some of it was just, a lot of it was their mental illness or sociopathy and all kinds of sick stuff. You know, not to violate the privacy, those are allegations. There were suspicions that my home was violated. See me talking on the phone with others, saying that I was prejudiced and I'm not, or saying I was too sick, or calling me a schizophrenic, which I'm not. All kinds of evil stuff simply because I have the talent to sing and write and to release the songs to the public. So it was all about the same thing, trying to destroy me and take my dreams away, see the Hollywood dream not come true, make me a loser so they can feel happy and for them to so they can be successful sociopaths of evil human beings for no apparent reason because of their mental illness and because they're just plain evil. I couldn't believe that I experienced so much atrocities trying to go for this Hollywood dream. Today, I had these doubt factors always come in my place. Should I give up or should I die for it? You know, it's getting too hard to live as me. Because I already had a hard life before I even tried for the Hollywood dream. And then, you know, the right answer comes is, no, I'm a good person. I didn't do anything wrong. I just have this ambition and talent. And the best way is to persist and not give up. It's very hard to persist. But I knew when I came out here as a teenager to go for the Hollywood dream that it could take a very long time if I was to make it. It's very difficult. I heard horror stories, you know, in the news or directly when I came out here or, you know, famous people, etc., of how many people came out to Hollywood and not only seen their dreams not come true, but they lost their lives, they got murdered, they got killed, they gave up, or infamous stories, numerous, did desperate things to survive. And I was like, oh, God, I'm going to that direction. I didn't come out here to be the Black Dahlia or the infamous, you know, situation with an actress who came out here and got murdered. I'm like, I can't do that. I can't kill myself, commit suicide for some low life to be happy or, you know, to keep hearing the put downs. It's a very difficult undertaking, but it's like a gamble, a lottery. And today is so apparent for many days. It is true, a lot of starving days, a lot of starving nights, too many days of frustrations. And it's like the test of a matter of measure, how much suffering I can handle. Because the truth is, for a lot of musicians or even for people in the same entertainment genre, wants to be an actor or whatever, there's a lot of rejections, you know, in the music industry, a lot of rejections. People waited their whole lives, several decades before they even got a song heard or a song accepted. It's very difficult. I don't know where I'm going. It's a very difficult thing, you know. I already had a very bad life already. I was always an outcast, treated like the person to step on or ignore when I was a child. The only people to think that people noticed me when I was younger was my intelligence, but in a superficial way. I didn't, you know, and the lack of love and the lack of acceptance I felt as a teenager led to Hollywood, and then Hollywood, I felt a lack of love. They didn't like my music. I suffered racism. I couldn't get an apartment in Hollywood. They didn't like me. You know, I was ignored or put down, laughed at, attacked. And it constantly happened when a certain individual kept coming around for years trying to make sure I didn't make it. So I made people angry or enemies, and the only thing is the strength matters to continue to go for my dream. I have to continue to go for it and do the best I can, because being a human being is very difficult to go for it. As I get older, I have to adapt to the changes, because I ain't going to be no longer a teenager or a 20-year-old. So when I get older, I said my priorities have to adapt to my age and the changes. It has to. Some things can be perceived as unrealistic to just put my eggs in one basket, so I had to have something to fall back on. So I tried that route too, just make sure I went to college and had some career. That was disappointing too. A lot of people hated me, and I did nothing. I did nothing to them. I just simply had a dream. I wanted to be left alone. And the perception they had of me is I was rude, cruel, stuck up. So they wanted to tear me down, and that's not true. I just can't deal. I can't hang out with a sociopath or a dangerous person or someone who I hardly know to subject myself to more terror or to inevitable tragic consequences. That's not what I came to Hollywood to do and be. So the best way I adapted, because I had, psychologically I was hurting, but I realized that through help from others who told me, who helped me recognize, is to like myself, and if I really like to sing and write music and to do it and to continue to do it, take things in perspective and continue to go for that dream. It's positive to go for a dream like that, because it could come true. But it's also, I have to do some preparations and an awareness of what I need to do to deal with it, because in order for it to prevent it from becoming a tragedy or some kind of situation where my dreams are taken. The good thing is, despite still being a struggling artist, I did manage, thanks to technology and changes, right after I came out here not too long ago, that I was able to release music. So I'm glad I was able to release music in a sense of a professional level, despite not getting to, the gold or the record, platinum record yet, I still believe that a dream could come true. So just hang in there and believe, which is very hard after years go by, to go for it. I realized that also my life has suffered tremendously going for this dream. I missed out on a lot. I tried to, I missed out, but hey, I wasn't loved when I was young, and I didn't find love in the process. I didn't find a normal life that now I am trying to adapt to. So then I realized, no matter what happens, if I keep in perspective to love myself no matter what, and if I love to be an artist, and if I love to go for it, to continue to do it, try to appreciate what I have, whatever lack thereof, I don't have much, I'm poor economically, but I also realize that things could change, but also to know that just life is too short. I don't know how long I'm going to live, because if I give up and kill myself or whatever, that's it, I'm gone forever, and I can't leave forever. I can't leave this planet forever on a tragic consequence. So I had to, just do the best I can. And appreciate what I have, even though it's very difficult. Going for the Hollywood dream it can be difficult because of the time-consuming aspect. Because I was told, and I was I came out here. Some people spend 10 years going for that dream before they got their first audition and got a record contract or a movie role. Some people took even longer, and I was like, oh, wow. So I'm going to do the best I can. But for me, I didn't have much other than a dream. I felt I didn't have love, respect. I was a tarnished. Not tarnished. I was treated like an outcast. So thank God I have people who helped me try to find my way when I needed it. But it's just one day at a time. To be positive. To believe that someone will like my music and going to the next level. Getting in the music business is about exposure and, you know, performing it. For people to see and hear me as to get my music out to as many people as possible. To do the best I can, because I was at these little clubs and little bars, so many for years, singing and in bands that never worked out. It was disappointing that we could have sung at a major club a long time ago and the band broke up, or they didn't want to get together. We just kept breaking up, and I realized it's really hard. So, you know, I don't know. It's a very different undertaking, and life is very difficult. I don't know. It's fragile, too. But for the point I'm trying to make is that I got to be positive, continue to believe that my dreams will come true. Also, have something to fall back on and try to do, you know, make my life be fulfilled with other things. Relationships, friendships, start to try to live as full as possible despite the limitations and try to expand my horizons by trying other things as well. And, you know, the changes is going to bring about what I need to do. You know, age factors, health as well. My health is fine. I could be on stage for an hour, but the problem is that I don't have that band like I used to, so it's very hard. You know, I just had a situation where I was going to jam with somebody, and they did not want to, you know, they did not talk to me at all. They didn't call me. So that's very hard, you know. I would tell people who want to go for the Hollywood dream or came to Hollywood, just keep it in perspective. Make sure you have something to fall back on and live your life and be around positive people. You know, it's very difficult. And I'm going to say I had to take it one day at a time. You know, can't think about what's going to happen next week. I just think about what's going to happen now. And try to love thyself. Because I spent a whole lifetime being told I was ugly or fat or I couldn't sing, I couldn't write, or I was told it's over for me or evil things. And it's very painful. And I can see why I heard so many things, you know. Or people that I've heard killed themselves, like Vincent Van Gogh, or who are artists. I mean, you know, they're not musicians, but they're artists. And I can see why, it's because life is so fragile, so difficult dealing with put downs and on a consistently, which is unfair. Loneliness, you know. I'm glad I didn't touch a drug or alcohol because it would have made it worse. So I'm glad I didn't do that because growing up, I observed a family member was very violent with alcohol and people with drugs, cocaine and stuff. So, but I did drink, but I stopped because I had to. I didn't want to end up by my family member because he really died. One reason for alcohol. It was so violent, though. He died untimely and in a very dubious situation that involved mystery. And one of the factors was drug intake of alcohol. You know, I didn't want to end up like that. Just one day at a time. Try to be positive. hang around positive people, because positive people bring positive consequences. Try to do the best I can. Adapt to the changes, because I'm not a teenager no more. You know, this is not 10 years ago. You know, this is not 2011. This is 2021. I try to know that I'm a good person, even though it's hard. Because the struggles of making Hollywood dream to come true is really is. I can't compare myself to others. You know, some people are lucky. They get it quick. They go for the dream a long time. They get it. Others, I'm just one of those others who have taken a very long time. So, one day at a time. And I truly hope that my dreams will come true. I hope yours come true if you go for a dream like the Hollywood dream. And take it one day at a time and be positive that everything is going to be all right. And my dream will come true.